It's a war, and we're going to win.
Yeah.
That's School Superintendent Rob Thomason wrapping up an informational meeting for parents in the high school gym. Thomason started off the meeting saying he dealt with the problem as an elementary principal in Idaho earlier on in his career, but had to relearn information about lice.
One of the things about head lice is it is not a fatal disease. It is not a disease. It's just a little insect. You cannot get a disease from the head lice. You don't close schools because of head lice. It's not like a whooping cough outbreak or an influenza outbreak or anything like that. It's a flat-out nuisance. And it's something that an entire community, when we come together like this, can get a handle on.
School administrators say they normally see a few cases of lice on students each year. However, this year's outbreak has had the superintendent, principals, and school staff scrambling to check all of the nearly 500 students in Petersburg's elementary, middle, and high schools. In response, Thomason hired a team of five parents to take over that role, and the schools are sending kids home with confirmed cases. Team leader Brandy Naylor updated parents on their work.
The last couple days we've checked a good majority of the kids. I think we've gotten through most of the high school, most of the elementary, and half of the middle school, and we're intending on getting through most of it tomorrow also, and then starting on rechecks so that we can recheck and make sure people are getting their treatments the right way and that they're getting their nitpicking done.
Naylor outlined information the team had learned in researching the parasite. She said it's important to check and recheck for the eggs or nits on the back of the head and near the ears.
Lice can lay eggs 6 to 7 times a day. So if you didn't have it yesterday, check again because they can lay more the next day. So we get a lot of parents that are upset because I checked my kid yesterday. They didn't have it. Why do they have it today? If there's a live lice on their head, they can lay eggs 6 to 7 times.
Naylor highlighted the importance of picking the nits off the scalp and hair. She said over-the-counter hair treatment can kill the live lice, but will not get rid of the unhatched nits. She also recommended applying the hair treatment on dry hair instead of wet. Any lice found should be flushed down the toilet or killed in a solution of household cleaner like bleach. She pointed out that lice cannot survive off a human host for more than 48 to 72 hours, and said pets could not host lice. Another team member, Jill Dormer, pointed out that lice are now a community problem.
You know, any website you look at says that if a family member has it, you should check everybody else in the home every 2 to 3 days. And I think at this point, as a community, we have it. So if everyone could check everybody in your household every 2 to 3 days for the next couple weeks, I think, you know, we'll be better at diagnosing it and then treating it and hopefully get it under control.
Dormer also recommended a thorough repeated cleaning for households where parents have found lice.
You know, the secondary thing is just to make sure that you're washing all of your bedding and drying it on a high heat. And, you know, we've already talked, I think, through a lot of the things I was going to say, but that part really is essential to getting rid of it because you can clean the hair and the body, but then if it goes right back in the same bed, you just keep reinfesting your children with it.
Dormer and Naylor recommended talking to a physician if a case of lice is persistent, and referred people to the drugstore for hair treatments to kill the insects. Rexall drugstore pharmacist Kate Kowalski said the business is only selling the hair treatment to people with confirmed cases, so no one would be hoarding doses. Kowalski said the drugstore is having more doses shipped here, and they've run into some difficulty in shipping the treatment because it's classified as a hazardous material. She also recommended waiting 8 to 9 days between treatments. And Naylor likewise cautioned about applying too many treatments.
Just like antibiotic-resistant bacteria, lice can become resistant. And so if you're treating, if you treat and the next day you still find so much and you're just so overwhelmed and you want to treat again, do not treat again. That is what's going to make these lice resistant. You need to wait till that 8th day. You need to pick those out. If there is live ones that you still continue to find, pick them out. I know that's really gross, but pick them out, but do not retreat again.
Meanwhile, public health nurse Ann Heisler said she's given out about 25 to 30 treatment doses so far and expects to have more doses shipped here. Lice are transmitted by close contact with someone else carrying the parasites or through combs, hats, clothing, and furniture. City Parks and Recreation Director Ryan McFarland said lice wouldn't be transmitted in the community pool.
The spread of lice in that environment is totally unlikely in the actual water. It is, however, more likely when there's towels and clothing that could be mingled and mixed. And so that's where the prevention can happen.
being in the water itself is apparently totally safe. Lice can't swim.
Petersburg is hosting the regional swim and dive meet as well as a wrestling tournament the next two weekends with over 100 high school athletes expected for each. Those students are coming in from out of town and will be housed in well-cleaned classrooms, not in private homes. And the visiting students will receive some information on keeping lice at bay. Meanwhile, schools are asking local parents to notify them if they find lice on their child. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.